Catullus entered Latin poetry as a voice not at all like those his fellow citizens were used to hearing. Inspired by the classical postmodernism of Alexandrian poetry, a group of poets known today as the Neoterics were writing poems that were playfully cerebral, sophisticated in their sensuality, and emphatically subjective. But Catullus must have been as much of a shock to his fellow citizens as the early 20th century modernists were to ours. In the town of Aniak, Alaska, winter is a deadly season. Snow machine wrecks and heart attacks, frostbite and hypothermia, anything can happen any hour of the day. Like the rest of America, when the people of Aniak need emergency medical care, they call 911. But unlike seasoned veterans of the lower 48, responders here are a little different. They're still in high school. Since 1987, Health Science Communications has set the standard for excellence in medical education and healthcare communication. As a strategic partner, our mission is to maximize the clinical and commercial potential of our clients' products and services. As an integral member company in the Omnicom Group, HSC has earned its stellar reputation by binding its unique capabilities and resources with a passion for science and healthcare. Calling someone a pig implies that they are dirty, greedy, or otherwise unworthy of our respect. Yet in reality, the pig is clean, odorless, and smart. The more we discover about the history and mysteries of pigs, the clearer it is that they demand respect rather than inclusion in our recipes. Stan Lee's superheroes were somewhat different from previous comic book archetypes. They were flawed, vain, greedy, with bad tempers and melancholy fits. They worried about paying their bills and impressing girlfriends. Before Lee, superheroes were idealistically perfect people. Superman was so powerful that nobody could harm him. Batman, a billionaire with a secret identity. But Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk captured the imaginations of more teens and young adults than ever before, because these were superheroes you could relate to.